Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land, the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, today's cattle futures market bounced for the second day in a row. The April feeder cattle finished up $4.95 at $119.87. August were up $6.55. They were the strongest month at $127.55. There is some chart work that could be completed still. The highest level, there's a gap back around the high 140s from back in February. That's the highest level. Of course, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we hit a high of 139 on March 25th. So that'll be the next resistance level, I guess, which is still another, $12 higher than where we currently are in the August feeders. Live cattle had similar action today, with the April live cattle being the strongest, up the limit, trying to converge with the cash market. Which had some 105 cash trade today. So that's, again, we were 83.80 or so yesterday's low, or 2 days ago on the April lives. We brought it all the way up to today's close at 92.85 up the limit. Box beef at midday was weaker again. It was 340 lower on choice, about 364 lower on select. So we've come down about $25 to $30 or so on the choice live cattle to 224.47.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, the grain markets were mixed today. We had corn down 1 to 1.5. Soybeans are unchanged. Chicago wheat up a penny. And Kansas City quite strong, up five to 6 cents. This weekend, we have a really cold spell going all the way down into Texas, which is thought to maybe impact the wheat production and get some winter kill going. Of course, it seems like we hear that every year, and we're not even past, we're about a week away from the last freeze here in southern Oklahoma. Cotton today was up about 80 to 90 cents, and it's about 5 cents off of its lows out in December. The stock market today is up really strong, with the Dow up 800, right at 23,300, the highest it's been in about a month. Now, the S&P is up 96 points, and here late in the day, we have a crude oil rally, and the front month May is up 213 at 25.77. It sounds like Russia is maybe coming back to the table. It mentioned that they're ready to cut 1.6 million barrels a day, and they're going to meet tomorrow with OPEC. And so the oil price right now is reflecting the idea that they're going to have a little bit of a cut between them, the Russians and the Saudis. It's thought that the world has cut about 30 million barrels a day in demand. Normally, it's about 100 million, so we've trimmed off quite a bit of demand due to this virus.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.